not so much about the mitzvah, but actually living in the sukkah. It's about what the sukkah is. But what you're supposed to live in the sukkah the same way you live in your house? Discuss some of the details in the last time. So it tells you you're supposed to eat in the sukkah, drink in the sukkah, and sleep in the sukkah 7 days. You may not eat, sleep out of the sukkah, even a nap. For a simple reason. You must know this reason. A nap can turn into a long, long sleep. And the Gemara, live in the sukkah the same way you live in your house. Discuss some of the details of the last time. So it tells you you're supposed to eat in the sukkah, drink in the sukkah, and sleep in the sukkah 7 days. You may not eat, sleep out of the sukkah, even a nap. For a simple reason. You must know this reason. A nap can turn into a long, long sleep. And the Gemara says, I'll appoint someone to wake me up. The Gemara says, he'll fall asleep. The Gemara says, I'm not kidding. Your guarantor needs a guarantor. He'll also fall asleep. We've seen that in my house to be true. It's wake me up at a certain time. And out of this, you sleep through, he also sleeps through. That's the Gemara. You can't, as far as eating is concerned, you got to eat out of the sukkah a little bit. What does a little bit mean? The size of an egg or less. Bread or cake. Boy, you'll have to drink all you want. You're allowed to eat fruits all you want. It's better. Eat everything in the soup. Yes, the Ramon. How come no one sleeps in the sukkah? Krakow, no one slept in the sukkah. Nobody. Nobody. Almost nobody. So then you're supposed to sleep in the sukkah. What's going on over here? The Ramon says, it's because it's too cold. It's too cold, it's freezing. They put out blankets. Yeah, not enough blankets. That's the Ramah's reason. Quoted from an earlier source, the Mordechai, the Middle Ages, the Germany. Ramah has his own reason. Because the mitzvah sukkah ishu beiso. What does beiso mean? Ish v'ishto. And when a person can't have privacy, so then he's potter from sleeping in the sukkah. So it's better to get a private sukkah for you and your wife. You go make go. Even today, with all of our money and all of our, you know, liberal, it's hard to do it. Even today. Certainly it was in Europe difficult to do it. So there are two separate reasons given, of course, the big difference. You and your wife, so that would exempt you even, let's say, in a warm climate. Like Eretz Yisrael, it's very warm. So it's usually beautiful. So you can't get a private sukkah there. This just exempts you. On the other hand, the other reason of being too cold would exempt you even if you're not married. Alright, so now you know why the men folk usually don't sleep with the sukkah. That they're really required to do is one of those two reasons. Either it's too cold or they're married, can't get a private sukkah. That's why a bocher in Eretz Yisrael is single and living in Israel. There's no excuse. Neither excuse for us. There's really no excuse. That's why, in fact, most of the yeshiva boys in Eretz Yisrael sleep in the sukkah. They don't have any excuse. It really is not too cold and no wife. So, you really sleep in the sukkah. Okay. Incidentally, we see an important episode over here that a man and a wife should have a private room. Sounds like it's something which is brand new. But no, it's supposed to be a dip. It's a halacha. And the Taz says, for example, even if his wife is Dita, not even about to touch her, still, to be by themselves in a private room. Okay. Interestingly, the minute it rose, to only make a bracha of Leshe Besukah on eating. Don't make the bracha on sleeping. And even when it comes to eating, the custom is not to make a bracha unless it's something that you must eat in the sukkah. If you volunteer to eat an apple in the sukkah, which you don't really have to do, so the minhag is not to make a bracha leishah b'sukkah. That's the minhag. Mr. Brewer says, even meat, fish, and cheese, only a shahakal. You're having a whole meal based on it. It's really better to eat it in the sukkah if it's possible. What about cake and coffee? Coffee is meat. You have to cook the cake. It's according to some authorities, so like you have a lot of cake, cookies. Is it like a regular meal? Should you have it in the sukkah? They make a legend of a sukkah. So, we're not sure. Again, according to our custom. Okay, now we've got to the real exciting part. The first night of sukkahs. Yes?
But if it's like a home meal, but let's say if you're eating like plus of a dugan, do you say like she has a sukkah or not? Technically.
No, the custom, whatever is a doubt, again, customarily. Strictly speaking, you make leisha b'sukkah, you just have a potato chip, you make leisha b'sukkah. The custom is not to do it unless you have a meal which would demand that you should require that you actually.
So it's better that you, like, wash and then.
Yeah, you keep your natural diet. Don't tell me better. You don't want to wash. You're not going to wash just in order to be able to eat this sukkah. It wasn't explicitly. You boy ochel, you boy lo ochel. You want to eat, you can eat. You don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. It's one exception. What's that? All sukkahs, you want to eat bread, bread. You don't want to eat bread, don't eat bread. It's one exception. What's that? The first night of sukkahs. The first night of sukkahs in a foot circle. Those 2 nights, the obligation to eat bread, in the sukkah. This is derived from matzah. Interesting. Matzah the 15th of Nisan, and sukkah the 15th of Tishrei. Just like in matzah, you have to have it for the 15th of Nisan, no matter what. The rest of the potatoes, you don't want matzah, you don't want matzah, you don't have to eat potatoes. So to sukkahs. The first night you must eat matzah, chala matzah. And the rest of the sukkahs, you eat potatoes. Now comes the big problem. What if it rains? Oh. First, the rain is terrible. I hope it won't rain. I know it's hard. It's a drought now. I hope it rains now for the next, I don't know, week. Let's stop. Stop before sukkahs. Alright, so you have to know how to pray. It can't be against rain. We need the rain. It should rain now. Starting, well, let's start tomorrow. Okay, let's get home. Let's start tomorrow, it can rain. Straighten it for a week. So until next Shabbos, it can rain for 9 days straight. And then next Sunday, when it comes to putting up all the sukkahs and fixing it all up, that's the stuff. Alright, we all agree? Alright. If chas v'shalom rains on sukkahs, then is you are exempt from sitting in the sukkah. Now you're exempt. If you sit in the sukkah and it rains, you're called an idiot. The expression of the Gemara is hedyot. Hedyot is a Greek word which means idiots. Same word. How you define rain? Strong enough to ruin your soup. Like, you know, the famous philosophical question. If you have a brother, would he like soup? Like, if you had soup, would it be ruined by the rain? I have no soup. Doesn't matter. Measure by soup. And once you go into the house, don't come out again. It's a pain in the neck. Oh. Happens so often in my house. We have sukkah for guest season. We don't have sukkahs, we invite them. family comes, you can have 20 people easily, 30, look out. Big crowd on Sukkot. There's 20 people sitting around, and if it's raining, it doesn't bother me. It's raining, finished. If it's not raining, it's even better. You know what kills me sometimes? Yes, it's no, it's dripping, it's not dripping, it's stopping, it's not stopping, it's starting, it's not starting. What is it? Set up here, set up there, set up everywhere. And everyone's going crazy. I think it happened last year once. I forgot which time, I think it was one of those crazy things. And people who ran off the shul, and then some people who ran and made it, and they went slow missed it, and the ones who went slow made it, and the ones who fast missed it. It becomes very complicated to predict the weather. So, one of those things. I hope that you don't have that problem again. There's a major issue the first night of Sukkot. Some authorities maintain that the first night of Sukkot, because of the special character that's mandatory, as opposed to what we might call optional. You don't eat, you don't eat, yeah? But the first night of Sukkot is absolutely mandatory. You have to eat. So some suggest that it's absolute, even if it's raining. Even if it's raining, you have to sit in the sukkah the first night. Others disagree. So what do we do? So on the one hand, we want to make sure to eat the sukkah in case there's an obligation to fulfill it as a mitzvah. On the other hand, we're afraid to make a bracha, the bracha levad tolum. So what do? So I'll tell you, we do in my house. It happened more than once. If it rained the first night sukkah, so we go into the sukkah. The men go into the sukkah and make kiddush in the sukkah, get wet, eat the kazayis and challah and get wet, and have in mind to continue the meal in the house. We look out the whole night, we look and see, will the rain stop? Mishnah Berurah says you really don't have to wait. You can just go to sleep and not have to look at the rain. Let me tell you his logic. His logic is like this. Look, if you'll say, we call it mitzvah, the keyword is mitzvah. Mitzvah is fundamental sukkah. Pain, for example, sukkah, because you wouldn't live in a house when you're in pain. So if you shouldn't have to leave the sukkah when you're in pain. If mitzvah is chayav the first night of sukkah, so you ready to fulfill the mitzvah of the rain? I have to go back again. If mitzvah is potter of the first night of sukkah, so to get out of bed and go back to the sukkah to pain in the neck, so you're again exempt. That's his logic. Follow me? With me? No need to go, because if the star is higher, you already did it, it's not as possible. See it possible. And I maintain it's not that way. Because there's two different levels of mitzvah. One is a mitzvah actually while you're eating. Eating in the rain. Another level is it's a pain to get to the sukkah, because you're ready, it's raining, you left, you go back. I would call it a pain, I call it a hassle. Kind of a term. That has to go back to the sukkah. We can draw a distinction in the first time. Maybe if you're in pain and discomfort while you're eating, you're exempt. It's just a hassle to get there, and you're obligated. This happened to me once. I remember distinctly when we lived in a house, we couldn't build a sukkah. We could go to a sukkah, either a shul or across the street from the house, which was a sukkah in the back of one of the apartments. It was raining. So it rained. What could you do? So we ate. Went home. What could you do? I woke up at 4:30 in the morning. I look outside. Clear, full moon. So it was like for the full moon. Full moon, beautiful, out of clouds in the sky. I tiptoed out of the room, tiptoed out of the house. With my little collar rope, a cup of water. And I went across the street. And I had 4:30 in the morning, collar rope. The relationship was so close to the bottom. Yeah. I was the most happy man in the world. Whoever wakes up at 4:30 in the morning, never. He knows it, not gonna lose it, but knows that I never wake up at 4:30 in the morning. I woke up at 4:30. It wasn't one of my kids woke me up. I woke up myself at 4:30 in the morning. When I made the call, I was so excited. Yes?
I just wanted to know back to the first night, the exempt 80% of Pesach. Why?
Because they're both as Chamisha Asar, both 15th of the month.
Chamisha Asar of
Tishrei, and the word Chamisha Asar is used in both contexts. It's called Gzeir Shava. Two words that use the same context, the rabbi is derived one from the other. That's how we know.
Okay, also, if there's a question that it could be a reference to the Tela,
if you're puzzer, then how does the condition look in the cell that
you don't make a you don't make a relationship with sugar. Leave the broker out. Leave it out. You don't make relationships. You're not sure.
Are you supposed to make kiddush with Malkum Suda?
Yes.
It's okay just to have
it. Well, you're right. Good question. So, like in my house, for example, the sukkah adjoins the house, the terrace. Doesn't adjoin the dining room, but connected indirectly. So, as long as you, it's under one roof, it's considered under one roof, and you have to make kiddush and you have in mind to continue the meal, it's under a different room, it's okay. Like we had now, the new star started my shul the last few weeks. Simplest 3 weeks in a row. They asked me a favor. I should make kiddush in shul, and they have the cake, etc. downstairs in the social hall. So it's mutter on the ground that as long as you're going from one room to the other, and have in mind to go from one to the other on the same roof, it's all right. Even outside the shul, you can see through the window. They haven't even set a table outside. It's also okay. You can see through a window. It's not ideal, but
right,
if you have to do it, it's okay. Okay. Any questions? That's why I tell you this. You're puzzled for something completely. Women are puzzled, not grammar. The answer number one, if you know what your father, what your husband has to do, brother, what they have to do. What your son, nobody has to do. Number two, if you want to make a broad relationship with sukkah, make sure you don't make it when it's inappropriate. We follow Ashkenaz. Women can make a broad on as man grown. Now it's raining. I'm not sure that's really a mix. Is everything clear? Yes.
If like similar like if with the arvinim, you can't have the stolen sukkah. So, like you can't have stolen.
You have a stolen. We can have a stolen sukkah. So, correct.
So you have like let's say like you're unable to build yourself.
You have permission from the guy to use his sukkah. That's fine.
That's fine.
Not like arvinim. I mean, have to own it. It's a person.
Right.
It's enough to borrow sukkah. So okay.
Because
the
like,
yeah,
you go
not a problem. Not a problem. Some of the sick is part of the sukkah. Some of those helping some of the sick is part of the sukkah. Important thing to know. If someone goes to work, what's it in? Strictly speaking, I have to tell you, I think, I don't agree, he's puffed from sukkah. Because he's not home, he's his whole thing drunk, he's not around a trip. But most authorities say that if he's gone to office, he should certainly find a sukkah, or else eat things which are not required to have a sukkah. And the custom has evolved. If you're going on a trip, a hiking trip, still the custom is to eat only in the sukkah. What's about the Ring Homestead? You hear that?
Yep.
What's about there on Sukkot? Far away. Guess what they had there? A Sukkot. That's something there. Unbelievable.
Very far. You think that they would be part of the Sukkot?
Really should be part of the whole thing dropping, but the meaning is they try to always eat the Sukkot to the possible. Yes?
Well, you're at a meeting, then you do not make a relation with the Sukkot?
Correct. You're not a relation. We're afraid of it.
But according to some rules,
some say you have to eat, some say you don't have to eat. What's the rule? Eat, but don't make a broth. That's the general rule, whether you know, leave the broth out. Okay. Arba made it. Whatever exempt again, no problem. Not grown. It's still a custom for women to observe. Women customarily sit in the sukkah whenever they can, and they take a lulav and estric whenever they can. Women are looking for mitzvahs. It's great. Wonderful. You have to know what the kosher rule of estric and that's a menorah. That makes a big deal about the estric. Oh, estric is fancy restaurants. Fancy restaurants. No, the pendulum, the hookah is the stem on the bottom. Don't fall off, it's going to be kosher, almost always. Part of the fossil estuary these days. You have a little spot, a little dot, and a book, and a book, and that's a nice, that's a this. Still kosher.
What's the bottom called? The
biggest hookah stem. The biggest problem is it's not an estuary in the first place. It's grafted, it's murukah. It's grafted with a lemon, yeah? It's grafted with a lemon, which many farmers did in order to make it stronger, then it's no good. The biggest problem of all is not that it's not an estuary in the first place. I know it's an estuary. That's not shkafa, oh you. Other badats, or other various chadarish, neighbrak, you have to go and look and see what that shkafa is. I guess you're not going to figure it out anyway, so this is the bone of the package to do with my lemons. Yeah?
If you do the Levinestro by choice, I know Spartan, the women don't make a bracha.
Spartan do not
but make Ashkenaz, a bracha. But you do make a bracha?
That's correct.
Okay.
Right. So, lulav, take to watch out for split on top. Split on top, it's no good. Aravis, you dry out of it. Completely dry, it's no good. She doesn't get that dry. Hadassim has to be what we call a mishulash. That's the biggest problem. The most common disqualification that you see people use in the ancient shul, they only use hadassim mishulashim. Mishulashim means that all three leaves have to come from the same point on the stem. Almost the same point. We've gotten better recently. I remember 20 years ago, you could hardly find hadassim mishulashim. Very difficult to find. Mishulashim should be that for the entire requisite length of the hadassim, it should be mishulash, ideally. And if that fails, at least for the majority of the minimal length. What you'll ask, what is the minimal length? That's a very good question. What is the minimal length of hadassim and arovis? So it's a matter of dispute. Some say three tefachim, which according to Rabash is 10.8 inches. Some say 2.5 tefachim, which according to Rabash is 9 inches. Remember 20 years ago, trying to eke out a majority of the 10.8. 5.5, let's say. It's so hard to find 5.5 of a shulash. Now, I don't know what they did exactly. They mean it's much better. It's right. Yeah. But that's what's happened there. Has to belong to you. So, on the first and second day. So, if you want to be your own limits, your father has to give you the formula, you have to give it back to him. So, the matkana manas lahat. Give you a gift, the condition, and give it back to them. When do you make the bracha? Custom is, you take the estuary upside down, make the bracha, and then put it right side up. That'll be for the lulav with the other two tied onto it, in your right hand. Estuary upside down, your left hand. Make the bracha, Asherik, the Shlomo, the Sassov, the Sivanim, Al, the Tila, the Lula. And the first day, Yehesh, the Yonim. You turn it upside down, and then we shake. Know what the shaking business? Mm-hmm. Then you shake it like this, three times in front of you, three times to your right, three times behind you, three times to your left, three times up, three times down. That's the minute. Yeah.
On which side is the
Hadassim on the Hadassim on your right, and the Arabis on your left. On the right and left of the Lula, as it faces you. Spine faces towards you. Spine a little towards you, and that's on his right, and the rub is on his left. That's you're facing out.
Can you give them the directions?
Yeah. They're supposed to face east. And go east, south, west, north, up, down.
Another question?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter which hand is your stronger hand.
That's a very good question. Oh, that's a very good question. What if someone's a lefty? Right hand. The Ramos said you take it in your left hand. That's what we follow. That's the matter of dispute. If you're an Ashkenazi, you take the lulav in your left hand. If you're a complete lefty, if you're 50-50 lefty, you know, there are people who
are
not ambidextrous. Ambidextrous, you do everything equally in the same both hands. My son, for example, can. His right hand is stronger. His left hand is more dexterous. He writes left-handed, he eats left-handed, he brushes his teeth, whatever that happens, left-handed. So Tim was chilled with all the disputes. When it was chilled, that was funny stories about that. Chilled on, okay. But when it happens to Lulav, I think I told him to take it in his right hand. Because since the whole issue is a matter of dispute to begin with, and his right hand is still a strong hand, so I think he could take Lulav in his right hand. You know, he puts on film on his right hand also. Not a contradiction. Okay? Good. Fine. Child, boy, you should give him a look at the kid. So what do you do? How do you make, arrange it? If you give his own lulav, it's fine. You can't. So what do? You give it to him. Wait a minute. If you give it to him as a gift, he can't give it back to you. See, he'll acquire it, can't give it back to you. It's a big problem. And if you don't give it to him as a gift, so the first 2 days it's not his, now what do you do? The custom, you know, can't give it back to you. The custom is to give it to him, even though it's not his, some say it's good enough.
He
gives one of my funny. Yeah. Give it to him, yeah. He can't give it back to you. The quote that shown him has enough ability and power, according to Allah, to acquire it, but not to give it away.
Well,
if I say he doesn't need to give it back,
like... You need it back for the second day. I'm not saying my face, because I don't.
Why is always no problem? So if you don't buy it, you don't buy it. Yeah. What? What? Yeah, you gotta give my son for a mitzvah, gotta give my son. Yeah.
Didn't we just say before though that, like, for women, you know, that they give it to us on condition and then
you give it to you're all the bas mitzvah. Ah, that's why. You're all the bas mitzvah. I can give it to you and give it back to me.
Yeah.
When my son is 10, he acquires it, but then he can't give it back to me. Because if someone's under Vara Bas Mitzvah, now the ability to make regular kinyan, make regular, you can't make acquisitions and you can't make transfers. But it's possible that he's able to acquire it, like give it to him, and may not be able to transfer it back to me. Mm-hmm.
It would seem opposite to me that since he can't really acquire things, it would be easy to acquire, to give away.
You need a high degree of intelligence, we'll call it that way, to give away than to acquire. Not for now, just can you not? Yes?
If the majority of the Zahra would not have been replaced, that happens sometimes.
Emma has a different way out of preserve. This is every man has his own shagas. They'll put it in the refrigerator, not in the refrigerator, with tinfoil, not in tinfoil, and a wet towel, not in the wet towel, and saran wrap in this wrap and that wrap. I really have such a hard time with this thing.
I'll tell you
whatever works. Paper towels, regular towels. Everybody's their own mishigas. Nothing is guaranteed to work. What the hell?
What do you do?
What do I do? Pray. I want to go talk to that. But I try, the reason that I've been doing is, I keep the lulav, I spoke about lulav hadas and rovas in those big plastic bags they give you, you know, those things. I throw a little bit of water on the bottom, and I place some plastic around the, just around the hadas and rovas over there, and I try to tie it tight on top, so that it makes more or less airproof. Airproof, so the little bit of water you throw in will keep it like sort of moist. Sorry. Some of it actually works. So I gotta say. Yes.
If a person lives somewhere where one of the Armenian is totally not acceptable, can they fulfillment of
Amsterdam? Or nothing. Or nothing. Sorry. Okay.
And
some say to wear kippah, like on Yom Kippur. Our meaning is not that way. Only the chazan wear the kippah. Similarly, the minhag quarter is to go to the mikvah in the wee hours of a Shana Rav. Yeah, that's someone who's up all night. Seems to me. But since most of us don't stay all night, obviously you can go to the mikvah. People go to the mikvah all the time. The thing I'm trying to bring out is our mikvah Riverdale is not open for men in a Shana Rav. I'm just waiting for someone to say, Rabbi, Rabbi. No one has caught up to me yet in 20 years. 15 years, no one's bothered me yet. But if they do, I'll say, oh, you up all night? They're going to say yes. Then I'll be in trouble. Then I'll be in trouble. Then there's a famous thing called a Shabbos. Aside from the regular 4 minutes, you take an extra bunch of Arabis, and the minute is to bang. Minute to be in. That's the Amid. Bang it. When do you bang it? At the end of Musaf, you go around 7 times, say a few more things, put the ruler down, pick up the Arabis, and then you say a little bit more, and then, call the Master, that's when you have the minute. Call the Master, Yom. That's an hour before we take. Actually, we say it in the Davide. Alright? So, when you say that, the meaning is to bang then. Some bang later. Kaddish, after Kaddish, the different customs. How many times do you bang? 5 times. The meaning is they bang, they get all the leaves off. Like it's like getting rid of our babies. The bubble mice. There's no way to do that, but I know that. Bang it 5 times on the floor, it's enough. Some people have a habit, a cup, and they throw it on top of the Aron Kodesh. And then they save it for bake the matzahs. We don't bake matzahs. I have still have stuff now. Sukkot's next week. There's still stuff hanging on my Aron Kodesh from last year. They throw it, they don't take it away. They throw it, I guess one day they'll finally take it away.
We need to bake the matzahs.
Yeah, that was the old thing. It's to bake the matzahs with the fuel that would use the Arabic 6 months later.
Why?
The one bit to do another bit. Jewish customs.
For burning of the
chametz. The chametz is above the matzah. The chametz? Oh yeah, okay. I believe it. Finish of an Arab, have to do it. It's a crazy custom that came about. People just don't eat the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. See them. Not a clear why, I don't know what's going on over there. But it does prove the great wisdom of our Chazal. They were so smart. Chacham was so smart. I think it was so smart. Thanks, but I still don't know. You know, just for example, the first day Rosh Hashanah, so we made a bracha of Kiyush Shofar. How about the second day? You sure? Yes or no?
Yeah.
First day we make a bracha of Kiyush Shofar. How about the second night?
Yeah.
Why? We know full well when the right day of Pesach and Rosh Hashanah. You know, we have a calendar for 1,000 years. More. The Gemara says, if you're not going to require a bracha, they're going to be mezalzel in the mitzvah. They're going to treat it lightly. No bracha, they'll treat it lightly. They're going to demand you make a bracha on the second Seder, a bracha on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. shut on the show, everything. You always wonder, you mean to tell me that Jews would be mezuzel in a mitzvah just because no brother? Holy Jews? How can it be? So, I'll prove that it's true. Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara says, you sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha in relation to sukkah and Shmini Atzeres? Would be considered somehow an embarrassment to Shmini Atzeres. All the time you make a bracha, it's a big deal, it's kind of no one else's time. To make a bracha the second day, pay the second Rosh Hashanah, the second day, but it's a big deal. But to make a bracha in relation to sukkah, which is only 7 days, on Shmini Atzeres, the day when it's on the Torah, you don't have to sit in the sukkah. But they'll be Zion. So you have no choice but to say, Yesuvi Yasvinen Baruch Lama Varchinen. You sit in the Sukkah, you don't make a bracha. What do the holy Jews do? They stop eating the Sukkah. Why? Because I'm right. If you don't make a bracha, you're mezuzel. I give you my word. If there'd be a bracha in relation to Sukkah, everybody would sit in the Sukkah. Chazal was better than the vegan. Chokamot of Midavid, the Gemara. You know, they saw with their clairvoyance right away. No bracha, zilzul, boom. In their own times. Is there any justification at all for not sitting in Sukkah? On Shmini Atzeres? Is there any justification whatsoever? A little bit. Don't misinterpret. I'm not saying you're allowed to do it. You really should. Well, you never have to eat Sukkah. But someone asks you, say, for a male, you have to eat Sukkah. What's the presumable justification? It goes like this. The Rambo says, on the eighth day you eat the sukkah, you don't sleep in the sukkah. Jesus. Eat the sukkah, you don't sleep in the sukkah. Everyone agrees, that's what he says. Why? Why? The Rambo. Why? So the answer is that we usually make a bracha customarily on eating. We don't make a bracha on sleeping. We're afraid if someone eats the sukkah on the eighth day, it's not a problem. Why is no problem? No one will suspect him of violating what we call baltosis. What does baltosis mean? Eating an extra day. The Gemara says explicitly, if someone eats or sleeps an extra day in the sukkah in Eretz Yisrael, he gets malchus. Ayoshin b'shmini b'sukkah yilka. He gets malchus an extra day. He's adding. What about in America? Of course there's no din of malchus, because so the Chazal said he's supposed to eat in the sukkah. But what about baltosis? Still, baltosis should be considered a potential problem. So the Rambam quotes a custom to eat and not to sleep. What's the reason behind that? When you eat in the sukkah, you don't make a bracha. Obvious. In fact, you're omitting the bracha. It's not completely for the sake of a regular mitzvah. It's really only the eighth day. It's not the Torah obligation. There's no violation of baltosis. Sleep in the sukkah on the eighth day, then you never made a bracha on sleeping. You should make a bracha on sleeping, and you sleep in the sukkah on the eighth day without a bracha, same as every other day. So there's a possibility of baltosis. That's the Rambam. Okay, so I'm shouting the Gemara, it's a big dispute. I'm going to go into the dispute now. The Vilna Gaon is all raw, it's ridiculous. The Vilna Gaon stuffed the sukkah 8 nights in Vilna, the freezing cold. Now, comes along the Korva and the Sana. The Sana vial of Germany, I believe. And he says, you know, when did the rabbi say it's okay to, not okay, therefore required to eat the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in a warm climate? in a warm climate. Listen, that's how clearly you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. You like the outdoors all the time. And Eretz Yisrael is bubble, it's warm. Took us time. But, just like I never told you, okay, you ever think about this? Why don't we take a lulav on Shmini Atzeres? Same idea of the extra day, right? The 7 days, make it 8. But the answer is, it's obvious you take the lulav for the purpose of a mitzvah, otherwise don't hold the lulav. So there's a kind of a zilzal, an embarrassment to the Shmini Atzeres. So too, right, to Korban Asan. In a very warm climate, we say it's not a zilzal. But in a cold climate, it's freezing, like it was in Germany and Poland, sometimes in New York, then even the Sukkah of Shmini Atzeres would be a zilzal, an embarrassment. Disgrace to Shmini Atzeres. And it might even be a Baltosef issue. Yeah. I thought of the Baltosef. Now they make a broch on, we avoid doing it in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres because it's going to look like a Baltosef. You have bread, cake, things that ordinarily would require a lesson for Sukkah. And you omit it, that's what we do in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. Okay? I can tell you two different things. One, that those who don't sit there in the cold weather, they have some of an excuse. If it's cold weather, no one would ever sit in Sukkah except for the purpose of a mitzvah. It's like lulav, and since we don't think lulav and Shmini Atzeres should be Sukkah either, the Gemara is only referring to the warm climate. Mission, avoid any problem about us. But an apple is sleeping. It wouldn't make a broken anyway, so the omission proves nothing. So therefore, we try to avoid it from the answer. Alright? It's a major bone of contention to Jewish families. Chassidim don't eat the sukkah. The polish of what I would do. The whole big fight in the family, right? The son will go to the father-in-law. I can tell you as many daggers as I can shoot out of it. Stop it to one word. That's a whole thing. It's tough over here. Can't let the Balabatan go crazy for myself. Just been fighting for myself. Father and hug. Much more to be said, but I have a time. I'd like to wish you all a Gemarachasim. I'm sure that all of you will enjoy the Yom Kippur. It's much more. Not even the food. It's only a lot of